KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a sunny sky, clear skies, 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. An organization that offers mental health services for children has announced plans for a new $6 million behavioral health campus in Western Iowa. Officials of the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services announced the plans on Thursday. The organization says the new site in Sioux City will be completed in three phases over the next 4 years. The Sioux City Journal reports the nonprofit has struggled to maintain and upgrade aging infrastructure on its main campus, where some portions were built in 1913. The organization's CEO, Art Silva, says leaders wanted a new location that would be more cost-effective and offer a more campus-like setting. About $3 million has been raised so far, including a $350,000 grant from Tyson Foods. Well, the City Council in Walnut met Thursday evening, and City Clerk Terry Abel told KJAN News on Friday that one of the matters they discussed was with regard to the streetscape and the facade program.
The facade project is 100% complete. All the storefronts are finished. So we have a new look downtown, or a new old look. And the streetscape project is ongoing. We've got concrete down now instead of rock sidewalks, which we've been enduring for the last month or so. Concrete's all poured, but the streetlights are yet to go in, and trees need to be planted, and the street amenities need to be located. But we're progressing.
And she said the council acted on certain street closings for next week's Walnut Antique Fall Festival, and those closings include
Antique City Drive from Pearl Street to Summit Street, and okay, then Highland Street, both east and west, from Antique City Drive to the alley.
The streets will be closed effective 6 p.m. Friday, September 16th, and then they'll reopen Sunday evening, the 17th. And the Walnut City Council discussed the issue of animal control Thursday.
Just briefly, the council had toyed with the idea of requiring a certificate of insurance for all dog owners, but they opted not to do that. So there's no changes in our ordinance.
Elsewhere in the news, the Iowa Department of Transportation is providing public notice of the renewal of corridor preservation for the Council Bluffs Interstate System Improvement Project that includes Interstate 80 from the Missouri River east-northeast to U.S. Highway 6 or Canesville Boulevard in Council Bluffs, Pottawatomie County. It also includes I-29 between 25th Avenue on the north, just south of U.S. 275, and I-480 from the Missouri River Bridge on the Iowa side to the I-29 interchange. The Iowa DOT implemented corridor preservation for the project September 20th, 2005, which was renewed on September 18th of 2008, September 16th, 2011, and then again on September 12th of 2014. Officials say it's the intent of the DOT to continue to utilize corridor preservation for the project. The DOT may need to acquire additional right-of-way or property rights within the designated area, though. The notice issued on Friday is valid for 3 years and may be refiled by the Iowa DOT every 3 years. The notice includes a depiction of the corridor preservation area on a map with the width of the corridor preservation zone depending on the location within the corridor. And per Iowa code, each city and county within the designated preservation corridor will be required to provide written notice to the DOT of an application for a building permit within a construction value of $25,000 or more, submission of a subdivision plat, proposed zoning changes within the area, and notifications must be provided to the DOT at least 30 days prior to granting the proposed building permit, approving the subdivision plat, or changing the zoning. And written notification shall include all pertinent information regarding the proposed permit, plat, or zoning change. Now, if the Iowa DOT within the 30-day period notifies the city or county in writing that the DOT is proceeding to acquire all of part of a property or property rights affecting the area, the city or county will not issue any building permit, approve the subdivision plat, or change the zoning. And the Iowa DOT may apply to the city or county for an extension of the 30-day period. After a public hearing on the matter, only the county or city may grant an additional 60-day extension of the period. Basically, the DOT shall begin the process of acquiring property or property rights from affected persons within 10 days of the DOT's written notification of intent to the city or county. If you'd like more information on that corridor preservation program, you can contact, during normal business hours, of course, Scott Seward, District 4 Planner for the Iowa Department of Transportation here in Atlantic. His number is 243-3355. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has added new staff to her gubernatorial campaign. Kim Reynolds for Iowa Committee announced this week that Pat Garrett has been named Communications Director. Garrett recently served as Press Secretary for Republican Senator Dean Heller of Nevada. Maddie Holmes will serve as the Deputy Finance Director. She had previously worked for GOP Senator Charles Grassley. Six field directors have also been added. Reynolds' campaigns as staffers will work out of an Urbandale location that's been used by other Republicans in the past. President Trump's campaign utilized it in 2016, and former Governor Terry Branstad used it in 2014 when he had sought re-election. Reynolds was sworn in as governor in May after Branstad became U.S. Ambassador to China. She's seeking her own four-year term beginning next year. The Iowa Department of Public Safety has chosen a new leader for the state's fire marshal office. The department says Dan Wood began his duties Friday as a state fire marshal. He's been acting special agent in charge of the Fire Service Training Bureau. The 42-year-old Wood has served many roles in the public safety department and has worked as an officer for Capitol Police in Des Moines and has been an Iowa State Trooper and an Iowa Fire Inspector. He lives in Waukee. The department said Wood is a certified firefighter, emergency medical technician, and a peace officer. He'll replace Jeff Quiggle, who retired on July 17th. Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered all flags in Iowa to be flown at half staff from sunrise to sunset on Monday, September 11th, in honor of Patriot Day. Flags will be at half staff on the state Capitol building and on flag displays in the Capitol complex. Flags will also be at half staff in all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Now, individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly but are not required to fly the flag at half staff for the same length of time as a sign of respect. Iowa Republicans Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst are urging their GOP leaders in the U.S. Senate to cancel an upcoming week-long recess in October. Ernst says it's time for Congress to act on tax reform, immigration policy, and health care fix for starters.
We have so many issues right now. We can't prioritize one over the other. All of these committees need to continue working on them simultaneously. We need to get these things done. And why we didn't stay here in August to continue working on these issues is beyond me.
As is traditionally the case, the entire month of August was classified as a work period outside of Washington for senators. The week of October 9th has been set aside as another work period for senators to be away from the nation's capital.
I don't see how we as Congress get our work done if we are not physically in Washington, D.C., going through the committee process, working on these issues, and debating them on the floor.
Earlier this summer, President Trump suggested Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell should resign if he can't get key GOP initiatives passed in the Senate. Ernst has not called for McConnell's resignation. However, a few weeks ago, she suggested that if McConnell can't pull GOP senators together, he should assign someone who will inspire Republican senators to pass tax reform and repeal Obamacare. Finally, in state news, organizers of the world's largest bacon festival, held every winter here in Iowa, are launching the first ever bacon festival in Japan, in Iowa's sister state of Yamanashi. Brooks Reynolds, chairman of the Iowa Bacon Board and co-founder of the Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival, says they're donating at least 1,000 pounds of Iowa bacon to jumpstart the Japanese event in November.
20% of Iowa pork is already sent to Japan currently. They're one of our largest importers of Iowa pork, and it just kind of has, we thought, you know, why not try to do what we do here in Iowa over there?
The Japan Bacon Festival will take place in Kofu, the capital city of Yamanashi Prefecture, on November 3rd. Those who attend will get to sample Japanese and American-style bacon. There will also be bacon-inspired contests, beverages, music, and a chef exchange and more.
We're going to have 20 different food vendors that are, you know, using bacon in various different ways, whether it's bacon yakitori, bacon ramen, you know, some fun, interesting bacon sushi items.
The Iowans have launched successful bacon festivals elsewhere, including in Keystone, Colorado, and Reykjavik, Iceland. Reynolds says the large shipment of bacon to Japan will arrive with specialty cookbooks to assure the delicacy is prepared just right, a combination of crispy and a little bit of chewy.
I'm going over for 11 days, so I will be in the Kofu area for a week and, you know, working with, you know, some of the various food vendors and just trying to make sure that they, you know, if they have any questions or need any help, we'll, you know, hopefully teach them the right way to cook quality bacon.
The popularity of the Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival held in downtown Des Moines has continued growing exponentially year after year.
We started in 2008 with 200 people. For the first 6 years, we kind of doubled, went from 200 to 400 to 800 to 2,000 to 4,000 to 8,000. This year was our 10th year. We had around 11,000 people from 40 different states and 7 different countries attend the largest bacon festival in the world.
Next year's Bacon Festival, by the way, is set for February 17th at the Iowa Events Center in Des Moines. The Japan Bacon Festival was inspired by a historic humanitarian effort in 1959. Japan was devastated at that time by 2 huge typhoons, and Iowa's response was to airlift 36 breeding hogs and ship 100,000 bushels of corn to help with the recovery. The so-called Iowa Hog Lift is credited with setting the stage for Iowa and Yamanashi becoming sister states by formal agreement, opening markets in Japan for U.S. goods and services, and initiating agricultural cooperative programs between the two nations. Our news this hour brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.